Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 2, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Oliver Pass and PayJunction integrated payment processing now available for WooCommerce businesses. Digital Alliance, Givi Group launched soft POS-based payments acceptance solution. OLB Group offers QR code transactions at the POS. Atom launches a BNPL platform in Malaysia. LLB, VPB plan to replace Maestro cards. Nike is working on an in-house social commerce app aimed at Gen Z. Tagut launches digital self-service shop Tayo. MasterCard announces new and expanded partnerships to enhance offerings for cardholders. Now let's get started. Oliver Pass and PayJunction integrated payment processing now available for WooCommerce businesses. Oliver Pass, a Canada-based provider of integrated retail point-of-sale software, and PayJunction, a US-based developer of payment processing technology, announced the availability of integrated payment processing for businesses that run on the WooCommerce platform. PayJunction is offering qualified clients of Oliver Pass a zero-touch terminal aimed at simplifying payment processes and boosting the customer experience. The integration allows payments to be initiated through the Oliver Pass register, and for all transaction information to flow into customer records and reports. This aims to eliminate double-entry keying errors, reduces paper-based systems, and speeds end-of-day close. Digital Alliance, Givi Group launched soft POS-based payments acceptance solution. Sweden-based fintech Digital Alliance and Givi Group, a Russia-based provider of payment services, have launched a payments acceptance solution based on soft POS technology. The service was initially launched in Russia under the brand Tap2Go with the plan of rolling out the solution to international markets during 2021. The new service will enable end users to accept card payments directly on their mobile devices, without the need for dedicated card acceptance hardware. The solution is currently available for select users of Givi Wallet, with plans to make it available to all users in June 2021. Tap2Go accepts transactions with contactless cards and e-wallets such as Apple Pay and Google Pay. OLB Group offers QR code transactions at the POS. US-based fintech OLB Group has announced that merchants that utilize its OmniSoft cloud-based business management platform or secure pay payment gateway can now offer customers QR code transactions at the POS. The dynamic QR code displayed at the POS provides a payment record complete with all necessary transaction details. Merchants that use OLB's QR code services can select acceptable funding sources including Apple Pay and Google Pay, multiple cryptocurrency wallets, and other digital payment applications. All services are available through standard POS terminals and platforms supported by OLB's Secure Pay Payment Gateway. Moreover, OLB also facilitates contactless NFC transactions, contactless-enabled cards and mobile devices at POS terminals. All transaction and payment details are encrypted and secured throughout the process. Atom launches the BNPL platform in Malaysia. Singapore-based Buy Now Pay Later, BNPL provider Atom has launched its platform in Malaysia. According to the press release, Atom's Malaysian market entry saw brands such as Agoda, EasyBuy, EU Yansang, and Hush Puppies coming on board to adopt its BNPL service as a payment option for their customers. Other merchant partners across key verticals include fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and health. Examples are Obermain, Onikim, Lash Lab, Face Shop, April Skin, 176 Avenue, A Cut Above, Sui Lee Music, Novelship, Crumpler, Box of Bricks, Kokomi, Tropo, Liberty Active, Circle DNA, Tribe, and Fly Project. According to the company, customers in Malaysia can now shop and pay using Atom at partner merchant stores by scanning a QR code in store or choosing Atom as a website checkout option. Paying with Atom enables shoppers to split their bill into three payments. Customers can set up an account within the Atom app. LLB, VPB plan to replace Maestro cards. Liechtensteinische Landesbank, LLB, and VP Bank, VPB, have announced they will gradually abolish Maestro cards and introduce new debit cards. The LLB is in the process of introducing the Visa debit card for their customers in 2021. The bank will exchange all existing cards, meaning all current customers will receive new ones, and new customers will instantly be issued a Visa debit card. VP Bank will soon be confirming the introduction of the new debit cards. The project has already begun and the implementation is meant to happen at the end of Q2 2022. The St. Galler Kantonalbank is also planning to expire the Maestro cards by the end of 2021. This Visa debit card introduction allows customers to pay online and store the cards in payment apps, similar to credit cards. An LLB representative states that the debit card is also suitable for traveling as it can be deposited in hotels as security. There may be price adjustments in the unit price model, yet there are no disadvantages associated with this for customers of the LLB and VPB. Nike is working on an in-house social commerce app aimed at Gen Z. Nike has launched a project that aims to create its own social shopping niche outside the bounds of TikTok and Instagram. According to Yahoo Finance, the company has recently set up a landing page for what it's dubbed, Nothing But Gold, an app aimed at young women shoppers. The project is making an attempt to build something of a Nike community among the group. According to the landing page, the app will present a mix of sport, style, and self-care, but gives little other detail. Although a Nike representative could not be reached for comment on the new app, a recent job posting for the app gives some hints that Nike is looking to create a branded space that operates similarly to the social media platforms Generation Z is already using to browse and shop, namely Instagram and TikTok. The posting explains that Nothing But Gold is an outgrowth of Valiant Labs, Nike's business incubator segment, started in 2018. Furthermore, the shopping app marks one of the group's first public launches in its almost 3 years of existence. It also claims that the group is now tasked with creating the future of shopping for girls and that Nothing But Gold is a native mobile app that takes social commerce in-house for Nike. Tegut launches digital self-service shop Teo. Germany-based supermarket chain Tegut has announced the launch of Teo, an employee-free digital self-service shop in the country. Payments at the stores are done self-service style without the need for cashiers. These mini-branches carry all the essential products customers need for their everyday life, Bild der Frau reports. When shopping in the digital supermarket, the goods are scanned by the customers, either directly in front of the shelf or at the self-checkout counter, and then paid for by debit or credit card. If buyers have the Teo app, they are able to store their account details in the app and pay via their smartphone. A Teo representative states that the new branches have the highest turnover on Sundays and during the week between 5 p.m. and midnight. These digital supermarkets aim to adapt to changing consumer or work habits and promote flexible shopping around the clock, which is especially important for customers working night shifts. Currently, 4 Teo branches are already open, and by the end of 2021, Tegut is planning to launch up to 10 more Teo branches in Germany. In the years following, a total of 200 to 300 new stores are to be opened. MasterCard announces new and expanded partnerships to enhance offerings for cardholders. MasterCard has announced new and expanded partnerships to drive further value for World and World Elite consumer credit cardholders. According to the press release, new partnerships with DoorDash and HelloFresh deliver on consumers' desire for on-demand access to the best local restaurant meals, household grocery and convenience items, and fresh meal kit delivery. Meanwhile, expanded and optimized partnerships with Fandango, Lyft, and ShopRunner help ensure cardholders are advantaged with savings at home or on the go when frequenting these online service providers. Starting the 1st of April 2021, World and World Elite MasterCard consumer credit cardholders can start to earn rewards for their everyday online spend, while also continuing to benefit from the protection of enhanced security features and added digital and experiential benefits. Specifically, the updated offering includes DoorDash. DoorDash's subscription program offers members unlimited free delivery fees and reduced service fees from thousands of restaurants, grocery and convenience stores on orders over $12, plus a free 3-month membership. Besides, all DashPass members, new and existing, will automatically get a $5 discount on their first 2 orders each month when paying with a World or World Elite card. HelloFresh. World and World Elite cardholders will get 5% back on each HelloFresh purchase that can be used towards future HelloFresh orders. In addition, new customers receive a discount off their first few orders. Lyft. World and World Elite cardholders will automatically receive a $5 credit for every 3 rides taken in a calendar month. The credit will be automatically applied to the next ride, capped at once per month. Fandango. World Elite cardholders will now receive a $5 Fandango reward for future Fandango purchases for every $20 spent on digital movie rentals as well as movie ticket purchases. ShopRunner. World and World Elite cardholders are provided free ShopRunner membership, valued at $79 per year, which provides free 2-day shipping and free returns from over 100-plus retailers. Priceless experiences. All consumer credit cardholders will gain access to more robust online at-home and away program, enabling exclusive access to experiences across consumers' passions. MasterCard ID theft protection. All consumer credit cardholders will continue to have access to MasterCard ID theft protection to monitor their personal information and credentials. Besides, cardholders can access a team of identity theft resolution specialists, available 24/7 year-round to help resolve cardholders' identity theft incidents. Additionally, through September 2021, Instacart customers who are not currently Instacart Express members will be eligible to receive 2 free months of an Instacart Express membership, valued at $20, when signing up for an auto-renewing Instacart Express annual membership, $99 per year, and enabling an eligible MasterCard card as their default payment method for the annual membership on Instacart. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.